A few more NFL quarterback dominoes falling. Matt Ryan to Indianapolis. Jameis Winston to the New Orleans Saints. The Jimmy Garoppolo market is dwindling to the point of near zero. Is Jimmy ever going to be traded? Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be in training camp with the San Francisco 49ers? We'll get into all that and more coming up on today's Locked On 49ers.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers. Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you at BD Peacock, at Eric Crocker on Twitter. Get those Twitter questions into us at BD Peacock, at Eric _ Crocker. We're going to hit some questions later on in the week. Maybe we'll go live a little bit this week and do the chat and talk about what's going on with this team and free agency, as second wave of free agency is here. Things are slowing down a little bit on that market. Today's episode brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and let them know that Locked On sent you. I want to start this podcast off with a statement, Croc, and I want to see how much magic, how much mojo we have here on the show. And it has happened to me not only on this podcast, on the Peacock and Williamson NFL show, multiple times recently where statements are made, podcasts are recorded, and something shifts immediately following the upload of the podcast in the NFL. Yeah. So I'm going to make a statement here and see how powerful this is. Jimmy Garoppolo will never be traded from the San Francisco 49ers, period. I'm going to let that set in. That is not for you as much, Croc, as that is for the gods out there that want to wreck what we're doing here on the podcast. So I assume I'm going to wake up in the morning like I did this morning and see some news that is crazy and then see the world change dramatically hour by hour. If you remember when we...
So that's the reverse psychology you were talking about.
That's the reverse jinx I'm going to try to throw out there and see if now Jimmy Garoppolo shows up traded to the Carolina Panthers in the morning, because we talked yesterday how there was not a peep. It was very quiet on the trade market, the quarterback market. It was quiet with all the teams, all the quarterbacks. It was quiet with Matt Ryan. It was quiet with the Colts. That happened. It was quiet with Winston and the Saints, and then all of a sudden that happened. And it's been quiet with the San Francisco 49ers. I wake up, the first thing I see is Pro Football Talk article. John Lynch telling people he's got 2 second-round picks in his pocket.
Yeah.
What is going on? We just talked about how there's not a peep. Now you're talking about 2 second-round picks. And then instantly, later on in the day, Matt Ryan gets traded to the Indianapolis Colts. Jameis Winston signs to the New Orleans Saints. There's nowhere left to go for Jimmy Garoppolo except maybe Carolina Panthers.
Maybe Atlanta. No, Atlanta signed Mariota.
Yeah, and then the Atlanta Falcons signed Mariota later on in the day. So they've got their stopgap in place. Like, they're going to be terrible. They shouldn't even draft the quarterback this year. They should wait. The Atlanta Falcons are going to earn the number one overall pick in the 2023 draft and then draft a quarterback. That's what the Falcons do, because they're terrible. Their roster was awful already with Matt Ryan. They've got Kyle Pitts, and that's it.
And they have a big cap hit, I think, with
40 million cap hit with Matt Ryan, trading him. Got a third round pick back, but I mean, the contract situation, I think, screwed up the value of trading Matt Ryan too. So they didn't get full value for what Matt Ryan probably would have got. So I don't think you can draw any conclusions about what's Jimmy worth, what's Baker worth versus what Matt Ryan got, because he's, you know, borderline Hall of Famer. No. Matt Ryan, you can't put Matt Ryan in the Hall of Fame, right? You can't put.
Well, why can't you? Everybody talks about Matthew Stafford. There was a big discussion about Matthew Stafford potentially being a Hall of Famer because he won the Super Bowl, and that's what he needed. And Matt Ryan, I mean, you know, you look at Matt Ryan's numbers, because that's if
an MVP.
If Stafford's in the conversation, it's only because he won a Super Bowl and he has a bunch of passing stats.
I mean, at this point, if you were just a quarterback for a while, you're in the Hall of Fame. That's the bar now.
Well, Sherman's point. Yeah, that was Richard Sherman's point. Richard Sherman was like, dude, no, like, Matt Ryan, Hall of Fame, like, how? Why? At no point was he ever the best anything.
No.
Maybe you could say because of the team, but also Richard Sherman said, well, you can make those same excuses for Joe Burrow playing for Cincinnati Bengals. It's been a terrible organization, just as bad as Detroit for the most part, right? I mean, they just won their first playoff game in how long? And Like, that's what you do. Like, when you are a potential Hall of Famer, you rise above the occasion or you rise above the circumstances. And that's what we've seen Joe Burrow do. And Matt Ryan, in 11 or 12 years in Detroit, could not do that with, I don't know, this guy named Calvin Johnson. You know, so, yeah, I think I'm more Richard Sherman side on this. I don't even know how this is even a conversation.
Yeah, and the NFL Hall of Fame gets watered down a little bit and becomes the – yeah, I mean, and the way things are going at quarterback, you're a good quarterback for a long time. Go in a Ring of Honor, you know, go in the Falcons Ring of Honor, but Hall of Fame, that's best of the best. And there's other quarterbacks that were ahead of you in your own time. I don't think you automatically go in. I don't know if you go in at all. And to be honest with you, I mean, what do you think about Matt Ryan right now and where he's at in his career? Not everybody's going to be balling at 44 years old, right? He's 37, 38. Or 38.
He's a little older. I think
been around
for him,
a long time. And to be honest with you, he hasn't played like super high. He's been good, fine. He hasn't played super high level ball since his MVP season, since he was up 28-3 on the Patriots.
He has thrown for a lot of yards in different games. Obviously, the team was just so bad. You know, I watched him against the Patriots last season, and I really felt bad for Matt Ryan. I mean, every single play, he was under duress, running for his life. It's all like, at some point, he got hit, and his like knee is all bloody, and I'm just like, golly, Matt Ryan's getting beat up. So maybe, you know, a change of organization there, going to a team like the Colts, who everything's not going to be predicated on him. You know, I think everything that they wanted to get from Carson Wentz, but he just wasn't good enough. Maybe they'll get that from Matt Ryan, being able to lead on the run game, being able to lead on the defense. Hey, Matt Ryan, I know it's been hell over the last 5 years or so with you in Atlanta, but now you don't have to do everything. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll see a better version of Matt Ryan at this older age.
And with as yardage goes down for him statistically, because they lean so heavily on the run game, that might help him, right? That might help him be more efficient. That might help the wins and losses versus what he's seen recently in Atlanta. But like his Atlanta, you know, we talk about a Hall of Famer, you're supposed to elevate everybody around you. We saw Joe Burrow come in and take a franchise that has been bad almost our entire lives, especially since they lost the 49ers in the Super Bowl, right? Which I can barely remember happening. And you probably can't remember at all really happening except for highlights, right? And right. So when it comes to Matt Ryan, like when he has Julio, the best receiver in the league, and, you know, the best offensive coordinator in the league, things were flying high, right? But did he elevate after he lost those things? No, it fell apart in a lot of ways. So, and he's fine. This isn't bashing Matt Ryan. I mean, not everybody gets to be in the Hall of Fame. Just because you're not a Hall of Famer doesn't mean you're bad. But, you know, he's getting older, and he's definitely, his career arc is heading in the wrong direction. He's on the back nine. And we just saw I saw a stat earlier about the Colts. They haven't had a quarterback, the same quarterback for two straight years in almost a decade. Because even going back to Andrew Luck, he had that 1 year where he was hurt, right? So it was like, it went Andrew Luck, then,
Brissett maybe?
No, it was before that. There was another quarterback in there who started the year that Andrew Luck missed because he missed a whole year due to injury. Then Andrew Luck came back again. Then he retired. Then it was Brissett.
Okay.
Then it was Phillip Rivers. Then it was Carson Wentz. And now it's Matt Ryan. So it's just like 1 year stopgap, you know, like retread old quarterbacks, you know.
For a team that's not bad. Like, it's not a bad team.
Competitive every year. Right. But man, they got to develop their own quarterback at some point.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I mean, every team needs to. The 49ers maybe got their guy. I wonder. Of course, I'm talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, who's coming back. He'd be one.
I was going to say, we're going to be wondering for another year at this pace.
All right. Is there even a market left for Jimmy Garoppolo? I know we talk about Jimmy Garoppolo almost every day on the podcast because there's always some reason to talk about him. But we have more clarity now in the Jimmy G situation. More and more likely, I think, now that he hangs on for a while to the draft, to training camp, through the season, trade deadline. I don't know. Let's get into that next. If there is a landing spot for Jimmy G, and if there's a team that fans would not be cool with Jimmy Garoppolo going to next. By the way, you can bet on such things like where will players be in the future? NFL draft props at betonline.net. First quarterback selected. I think I know where I'm going with that. Malik Willis. I don't know if Croc agrees. You can find him hosting Locked On NFL Draft every day, by the way. First overall pick, Aiden Hutchinson is the favorite there. First cornerback selected, Ahmad Gardner has hopped in front of Derek Stingley. You okay with that one, Croc? Are you putting your money on Stingley?
I like Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, I think I like Sauce for that one too. Breece Hall, first running back selected. I think he's the favorite for a reason. What about
he might have solidified himself after that big time combine he had?
Everything he put it all together. He put together the entire package. He's going high. Late one, early two, maybe for Breece Hall, probably. What about first wide receiver selected? I think that's a fun one where you might be able to make some money. There might be some surprise picks in the NFL draft with the first wide receiver selected. Garrett Wilson, one. Drake London, two. Jameson Williams is three. He's 6-1. Treylon Burks, 8-1. Chris Olave, 20-1 odds to be the first wide receiver selected. You can find those odds at betonline.net. Obviously, the college basketball tournament is on. It's always fun to wager on. It's not just basketball. It's not just football. NHL, Major League Baseball, UFC, live betting in the middle of those college basketball games, which can be fun. First half, second half odds, and your favorite Vegas casino game. So get over to the website right now or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action at Bet Online, where the game starts. Thanks again for making Locked On 49ers your first listen every day. Make sure you're following Locked On NFL, Locked On Experts, covering the biggest stories around the NFL every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes. And it's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this very podcast is. Croc, I asked the question on Twitter today, after all this went down and the market seemed to slam shut on a Jimmy Garoppolo trade. How would you feel about a Jimmy Garoppolo trade to the Seattle Seahawks? What if the Seahawks came calling and offered John Lynch what he wanted for Jimmy G? Would you do it? And do you think the 49ers would do it?
I mean, I would do it. What's the difference between that and potentially having to release him and then he signs with the Seahawks, you know, if they're that interested in him? And we've seen that, right? What, Richard Sherman got released, next day he's a 49er, right? I mean, we've seen that kind of transition between a lot of players with these organizations.
And more going from the 49ers to the Seahawks than the other way around.
Right. You know, you had DJ Reed. Went there and made him some money. Yeah. Keller Witherspoon that went there. Obviously, mm-hmm. recently got traded, but Kerry Hyder. As soon as last year.
And got released again now.
We've seen that a lot. So, you know, if you let go of Jimmy and the Seahawks are like, well, we know Jimmy very well. Yeah, let's go out and get him. You know, yeah, just you're better off trading something, you know, for him. If you can get something for him, get it.
So when I asked that question on Twitter, I was wondering what I would see because I feel like there's a really split, like,
let me guess,
pro Jimmy, anti Jimmy crowd. You know, I was thinking something like 50-50, like, anywhere but.
Let me guess first. Let me guess.
Okay, but I want to hear what you think Twitter had to say about that.
I think Twitter, they would love for Jimmy to go to Seattle because they think that he can't beat the 49ers. Is that what they're saying?
It might have been 100%. Yes, I'll drive him to Seattle. Nobody cared. There might have been one person that was like, you know, that feels wrong. Don't trade him to the Seahawks. Maybe one out of a couple hundred responses. Like almost 100%. Everybody. Not only was it let's see what else we can get. Let's wait. It was yes, do it right now. If they offer something, get him out of here. Like, I feel like even the pro Jimmy crowd has turned on Jimmy in a way because they just want this to be done. They just want the immediate gratification, and it's not immediate anymore, but they just want it to be over, right? That's kind of the vibe right now.
Right.
Like, not an anti-Jimmy thing. It's just like, let's move on from this thing. We already know it's the Trey Lance era, and now Jimmy said goodbye, right? There was the see ya press conference at the end of the season, and I think most people whether it's the, you know, the beat writers that are closest to the team, fans, national media, whatever. I think everybody would have expected Jimmy Garoppolo to be on another roster right now. But here we are, and Jimmy G is still a 49er.
Yeah, and like you said, including Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, with him saying his goodbyes to the faithful, the fan base, to the beat writers, saying he was going to miss everyone. And he was like, it was kind of like an awkward bye at the very end. We're like, all right, bye-bye. You know, and then it's like, well, no, actually, you're still here. Do you – here's a question. Do you think the 49ers should kind of do what you see other teams do, right, where it's like, you know what? If we don't get a trade for this guy, we're just going to cut him. And we've seen that with guys like Amari Cooper, right? Whereas Dallas Cowboys like, oh, we're just going to cut him. And it's like, no. We'll give you a fifth and a sixth for him. It's like, all right, we'll take it. You know, can the 49ers potentially do something like that? But again, where would he go? Matter of fact, where would he, if the 49ers did cut Jimmy Garoppolo today, where would he go?
Right.
Everybody's picked up teams.
That's what I was going to say. Like, his market's gotten to the place where there's no place for, so whether it was Jimmy, let's say, like, I've gotten this question asked to me a lot, and a lot of people want to point blame, and some people are pointing fingers at Jimmy Garoppolo himself, Don Yee, Jimmy Garoppolo's agent, the timing of the surgery or whatever, of maybe possibly saying no to a team. A lot of people are pointing the finger at John Lynch, overplaying his hand, bluffing when he shouldn't have, and maybe have taken an offer if those offers ever really existed, according to those reports. And like, I don't know if it was Jimmy. Did at the beginning of this thing, Jimmy say no to the first team, the Washington Commanders? Did he say no to that? And was
that's
that
what
his,
someone said.
Was that his chance? And then they went and made the same trade for Wentz instead, and maybe even offering more for Garoppolo potentially if they were offering first on him. Maybe that's the two second rounders. Maybe it was a second this year and a conditional second. And maybe it was Jimmy's people who said no. It might not have been John Lynch. And then all of a sudden the market changed and dried up. And all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait. And now Jimmy Garoppolo is sitting there. I was like, wait, where's my place I can go start? And even when you look at the last team left is kind of the Carolina Panthers. And it's almost easier for Jimmy to go play for the Panthers in a trade than it would be as a free agent, because at least in a trade, the 49ers and Panthers could swap quarterbacks and maybe swap some money and make that work. And the 49ers could in turn take on some of Sam Darnold's salary, you know, maybe take on maybe all of it, but more likely something like half of his salary for getting some draft picks back. And essentially the Panthers would be paying the Niners to take on some of that salary so they could upgraded quarterback, but that seems unlikely. But the Panthers definitely can't just sign Jimmy Garoppolo as a free agent, right? Because they're not going to pay both quarterbacks full value. So it actually easier for Jimmy to go play for Carolina in a trade because they could get the Niners to take back some of Darnold's salary.
I think they're paying Darnold what, $18.9 million for his fifth year option?
On his fifth year option, guaranteed $18 million. So if you lop that in half, $9 million veteran backup wouldn't be terrible for the 49ers, and they could get rid of half of his contract. I don't think they can get a team to take Darnold's full contract, but it might be the only way to save face for both sides, get a pick, and get rid of Darnold for Carolina, because otherwise they're on the hook for $18 million guaranteed for Darnold.
I did get a DM that there was a trade like that was able to be agreed upon between the Commanders and the 49ers, and Jimmy's camp shut it down. Now, this isn't something that I brought to the podcast because I don't know how true it is, and I don't even know if it was something worth bringing up. But when you do hear reports that, hey, two second-round picks in their pocket, like they had that on the table, or they have it on the table, whatever. You hear some of these reports, maybe it was true. Maybe Washington was willing to give up multiple second-round picks, and Jimmy Garoppolo didn't like the destination. Now, I don't want to put that on – I don't want to put it on Jimmy because, again – I don't know, but if that is something that's true, then you just got to cut them. Because, and we'll talk a little bit, I'm pretty sure, ad nauseum about this throughout the offseason. Bill Polian said it last year when Trey Lance was drafted. You cannot keep Jimmy Garoppolo on the roster with Trey Lance. This is not a scenario like an Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. This is not a Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, all right? But Jimmy is so beloved in the locker room as long as he's there, it's never going to be Trey Lance's team, no matter what he does. And the moment he can light it up and then have a weird day, and they're all going to be looking, hey, why aren't you playing this guy that you have? You're paying $27 million to sit on the bench. Why isn't he playing? It's not an ideal situation, really, for anyone involved right now.
No, I feel like everyone's losing right now. I want to get more into that topic that you just brought up, Croc, and what it would look like if Jimmy Garoppolo's around for a while, and how long is too long to have Jimmy Garoppolo on the roster in 2022? Or maybe would it benefit everybody for him to play out his contract with the 49ers? We'll get to that next. I want to let the folks out there know about Rock Auto. RockAuto.com is the easiest place to find parts for your car or truck. You go to the auto parts store, you go to the big chain stores, and they're asking you questions. There's a dude behind the counter looking at a screen. You don't know what he's looking at. They have very little product in-house that they can sell you. Oh, yeah, and they're marking it up 30, 50, even 100% or more from the very same parts that you can find at RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com, on the other hand, is a family business. They've been serving do-it-yourselfers for 20 years. Rock Auto prices are always reliably low for every customer, not just professionals, but do-it-yourselfers as well. And look, everything you need, brake parts, tail lamps. If you just need some jumper cables, you need some new wiper blades for your vehicle, even new carpet for the inside of your car. You need a fuel pump. RockAuto.com has it for every single vehicle that exists on the planet. It's crazy what kind of selection RockAuto.com has. So get over to the website right now, RockAuto.com, and find what parts are available for your car or truck. And make sure you write Locked On in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. All right, Croc, you brought something up there. So let's play this out. The Jimmy Garoppolo market, let's say it's because of the shoulder as much as anything.
And that could very well be
right.
And the case. Not someone that they just think sucks or, yeah, oh, he can't play quarterback, but it's the injury.
There's a lot of things that played a part. Maybe some teams like the Steelers or the Seahawks, who aren't really the 49ers would never, by the way, to answer that question earlier that I asked. I know the fans would drive him there to Seattle, but zero chance the 49ers would trade him to the Seahawks. I think that's literal zero. I mean, they would have to pay a lot, I think, for the 49ers to do that.
Well, what if they told you, all right, hey, you can either trade him to us, but if you cut him, we're going to sign him anyways.
Right. Well, yeah. Don't cut him. Here's the thing. The Niners aren't going to cut him. The Niners are not going to cut Jimmy Garoppolo. That's the thing. So there's so many things that worked against Jimmy. One was that he was injured, and it's not because of the timing of the surgery. If he had surgery a month ago, he'd still be a quarterback with shoulder surgery. So the whole shoulder surgery timing thing's not a deal. It has nothing to do with anything except for the fact that he needed surgery. Ideally, I think the 49ers hoped, and I think at the end of the season, remember, they were talking about the thumb. It was supposed to be the thumb that might need surgery, but the shoulder wasn't the thing that was supposed to be the problem in needing surgery. And as he was rehabbing, he's realizing, man, this isn't going to work. And so they had some independent doctors look at it, and they got the shoulder surgery so that way he'd be ready for training camp.
Didn't they pay Nate Sudfeld?
They paid him a low guaranteed amount, which is sort of weird. They guaranteed him like $2 million, $2 or $3 million.
It's like $3 million. Like, I feel like that's not nothing. Like that. It's not like nothing. Who's giving a third-string quarterback $3 million?
To be honest with you, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think the 49ers were trendsetters. They guaranteed Nate Sudfeld $3 million. The Browns saw that and they're like, you know what? I think we can utilize that with Deshaun Watson. We'll give him $230 million guaranteed and maybe keep him around. but yeah, so Sudfeld's guaranteed money. So if the 49ers bring in another quarterback somehow, whether they draft a guy or let's say a Darnold, you know, situation with the Panthers, which I still think is super unlikely. If something like that were to come about, now the 49ers got to keep three quarterbacks because they've guaranteed their number three guy, you know, a couple million dollars, or they got to trade, maybe flip Darnold again, if that's the case, or, you know, or send Sudfeld somewhere. I don't know, but it's weird that the 49ers did that. I feel like I like the idea of taking care of your own. And it's like, look, you've been a good soldier. We think you're a decent backup quarterback. And, but man, Sudfeld, the number two. Like,
well, what does that tell you? What does that tell you, though?
Well, that tells me that the 49ers overvalue their own damn quarterbacks.
No.
And this is the first time, right? They did
That's not what it tells you.
They did it with Jimmy Garoppolo. Obviously, they didn't understand his trade market. They did it with, remember, they wouldn't trade
Mullins and Beathard
and Nick Mullins. Yeah. The 49ers have a problem with overvaluing their own quarterbacks. I think that's pretty clear.
Yes, that. But even then, you're not going out of your way to pay your third string quarterback $3 million. You know, like
Jimmy to be around, that's for sure.
You don't expect Jimmy to be around. So that's the thing. So there's a hiccup because you have a lot of people. Well, you know, maybe I get like these conspiracy theories in my DMs all the time. Well, maybe the 49ers don't believe in Trey Lance. Like, no, you know what tells me they believe in Trey Lance? Signing Nate Sudfeld to $3 million to be the backup quarterback. So that tells you they planned on moving on from him. From Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Like, you're not paying a third. Because teams are only really keeping two quarterbacks. Like, the Beathard and Mullins thing, that was a unique situation. Like, who just keeps three quarterbacks on the roster? You typically don't see that. And you definitely wouldn't see one of those guys being paid 27, another guy being paid $9 million, and then, oh, by the way, your third string quarterback making $3 million. That would not be the case either. So it really lets me know they had no intentions of Jimmy Garoppolo being on the roster.
And also really handicapping themselves in finding a different backup, because we were talking about Tyrod Taylor, maybe finding another veteran backup. Nate Sudfeld, is that the guy? I mean, that is the backup quarterback for Trey Lance. That seems sort of weird. And, you know, maybe the 49ers would have kept a third quarterback if they draft a guy in the seventh round or something like that. I don't know. It's sort of an odd situation. And I would love to go back and hear our podcasts from those times when there was rumored to be offers for C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins, because I can't imagine that I was okay with them not trading them at that point. And I've always been annoyed that they kept the third quarterback on the roster anyway, because I just thought it was a wasted roster spot. And so maybe they're okay with doing that again and having an expensive QB3 with guaranteed.
You know what?
That would not make sense to me, but Kyle Shanahan's a weirdo when it comes to his offensive roster. And so maybe that's the plan. I don't know, man. That's
Nick Mullins had the good game. He came in, he played well against the Jets and the Giants.
Yeah.
And I remember on Twitter.
And the Raiders or no?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, but that was like previous. But I'm saying when Jimmy, the last year, when Jimmy got hurt, Mullins had came in against the Jets, played well second half, then played very well against the Giants. And someone on Twitter put out a question. If you were offered a second round pick for Nick Mullins right now, would you do it? And this was with the thought in mind that, you know, Jimmy would be back shortly. I say 100%. You pound like, yes, give me that second round pick. And you, if I got to find this tweet, because there were so many fans that were outraged at the thought of even trading Mullins, even for a second round pick.
Nick Mullins!
That might have been my tweet, by the way, Croc, because I really remember that. And I was blown away by fans that were saying they wouldn't even trade Nick Mullins for a second round pick. Like, yeah, my mind was blown. That was some crazy. The quarterback market was a different beast back in the day when nobody traded quarterbacks. Now there's superstar quarterbacks out there that you can just trade for. So I think it's easier to acquire a quarterback really than it's ever been in the history of the NFL. I don't think there's ever been a quarterback anywhere near either the beginning or the end of their you know, peak NFL career. I don't think there's ever been a quarterback that's anywhere near their prime years that's been traded in the NFL ever that's a star quarterback. And there was two of the same week with Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson. This is uncharted territory we're seeing right now in the NFL. This is
some might think that Russell Wilson's kind of on a decline. You know, someone, they threw out a very good point about Russell Wilson. And I think I was listening to Haberman and Milikoff. And he had talked about how quarterbacks can, like, get people jobs, right? Like, you know, Andrew Luck or let's say, why am I blanking right now? Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady,
like, yeah.
Their coordinators, they is like, oh, you know, I coached him, I'm getting a job. Like they get hired as head coach. Russell Wilson's offensive coordinators, they get fired. Right?
Yeah, he has gotten multiple offensive coordinators fired for sure. I mean, not necessarily him, maybe, but and he plays a different brand. Like he plays a different brand of ball. He's not like
it's him.
He's not like I'm hitting my. He's not Drew Brees hitting his back step on his 3-step drop and getting it out in 2.5 seconds. That's not Russell Wilson's game.
He's getting them fired somehow, some way. Like he's the quarterback.
Not even drafted.
That was after the New York Giants game. That was the Giants fan that was all fired up.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But we were talking about Trey Lance, and what does it mean?
Yeah. So what's too long? What date does Garoppolo have to be off the roster? You just have to cut him by what date? The start of training camp?
The start of OTAs?
No, well, because Garoppolo's not can't throw.
I don't care. Like, if again,
Trey Lance gets all the reps, he gets all the first team reps. Garoppolo has nothing to do with that. He's just kind of hanging out, and really, he doesn't even have to be around because he can just go be with a physical therapist somewhere. Garoppolo doesn't really have to be involved with anything, and nothing changes. Like his contract doesn't need to be off the books at any point in the spring at all. You think he can't even just be a name on a roster in the spring during OTAs?
He has too much power. He has too much power. Like in that, and people they're probably Kroc, you're overreacting to this. Like, dude, I'm not. I sat here and I watched these people all offseason. How they talk about him, a very average quarterback who one and it's like if he has I don't want to say he brainwashed the players, but he if it's to the point where it's like they are saying he's the reason they're winning, and it's like no, Deebo Samuel, you're the reason that you would like you are the one making Jimmy Garoppolo look good, you know. Now people can compare the wins, losses, and stuff like that, and Shanahan to C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins. Like, oh, well, of course, those aren't even – they're barely NFL quarterbacks. And Jimmy Garoppolo is barely an NFL starter. Like, I've watched – now you can say, well, he was hurt in the playoffs. I saw no difference, literally. No. Now, maybe he's just a warrior, and he's able to play through pain and make it look the same. But I saw no difference at all in the way he completed passes or in the way he turned balls over or missed throws. There was zero difference.
I would disagree with that. I definitely saw some funky throws that like Jimmy's done some questionable things, but there was throws that was like, this guy's not right. I was calling for Jimmy Garoppolo to get benched in the Rams game at the beginning because the ball was not coming out of his hands well. It looked bad.
He but got also, hit while throwing the ball. He got hit multiple times. Those are the two interceptions.
Also me knowing he was hurt maybe played into the psychology of it. You know, maybe it was just like it would look like normal Jimmy, but I think it looked different. And I will say this, his lower half is different too. And this has nothing to do with the shoulder or the thumb. His leg injuries he's gone through since he's been with the 49ers, they affected him. Go back and watch those first five games from when the 49ers traded for him in 2017. It's a different looking quarterback. There's some subtlety. Watch the way his bottom half is though. Watch the way he moves around in the pocket. His legs have taken a toll, and I think his legs might have taken a toll on his arm and the way he throws, and it's all subtle, but it all works together. And then you throw a thumb and a shoulder on top of it. I mean, it has to affect you. And he talked about it hurt. He said it hurt like hell. Like,
well, yeah, no, I'm not doubting that part.
Affected him.
You're saying the ACL. Like in this day and age, it's like what ACL injury? Like these guys come back from that with no issues.
Kroc, go back and look at his 2017 tape. And watch the way he moves. Watch the way his athleticism, the way he moves in and out of the pocket. It looks different. You can tell
2018 as well, because the first three games he played.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably. I haven't really compared it to 2018 at the beginning, but I watched the 2017 because I wanted to see what the offense looked like, see what Jimmy looked like. It's not night and day. It's not a different human being. But it's different enough. There's a difference. There's definitely a difference. And I think his arm and his injuries affected him for sure. All right. There's other stuff.
Well, if he's not gonna be the same, then why are they still trying to hold on to him? Like if you're saying he's a different version of what he once was, and it has to do with injuries and things like that. I still think he looks the same, but if you're saying he does look, he looks different, then why hold on to that?
Well, the 49ers don't want to hold on to that.
So
they went and traded up number 3 last year to draft the guy, and everyone right. said goodbye to each other. He's supposed to not be around right now, but they like the Jimmy from the neck up. They like the locker room guy. They think he's got enough value to not get rid of him. And I know they like him, so I think they're going to hold on to him for a while. I think he's going to be on the team. If there's no trade happening, he'll be on the team through the draft. Maybe after the draft, they'll start having some conversations. I do think you have to roll over his $25 million salary, but to me, his value might be there in July. Another team has an injured quarterback. Knock on wood, again, I don't want to jinx it, but Trey Lance could get injured. You want some coverage there. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be around if he doesn't get traded, if nobody offers what they want. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be around until July. Now, before training camp starts, I agree with you. I don't want him throwing passes because he'll roll in there, and all of a sudden it'll be Trey Lance taking all the reps, first team reps through OTAs. Training camp opens. Oh, guess what? Now there's a quarterback competition. Or Jimmy's 1 and Trey's 2, right? That you could see that happening. Right.
And they don't want to sit. They don't want to sit $27 million on the bench. Nobody right. does. Yeah. I would say this. People like, oh, well, just let them duke it out. Let it be a quarterback competition. When you have more than half the guys, and especially the big dogs, and they're voicing their opinion on who it should be based on where a young guy is in his development. And now, again, I talk about this and people forget about this. Antonio Brown was traded to the Buffalo Bills. And people forget this. And he said, no, I'm not going there to play with Josh Allen. Like, he didn't want to go. Like, I didn't want to play with Josh Allen. People forget that. Well, why not? Well, Josh Allen was in some of the early stages of his, like, development, the development part of it, yeah. of his, you know, his career. And look what he has blossomed into now. But he had to go through that. And I feel like a lot of guys say, I would rather get Jimmy with his arm falling off, but he still throws me these 5-yard passes where I can catch and run, than the unknown with the 3rd overall pick. And that's just looking at it from the NFL players. And I get it. If I was a guy and I'm Deebo Samuel, and hell, the 2 years I've been healthy, those are the 2 years Jimmy's been healthy, and we've gone to the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl, and I just had an 1,800-yard season, well, yeah, I would want Jimmy Garoppolo too. And I don't care what Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker say.
And this young kid at quarterback likes throwing to Ayuk more than he likes throwing to me. And look, a lot of this is beyond where Jimmy's throwing the ball. Again, I'll talk about it a lot. I think it's really important. It's where Jimmy impacts. You've been in workplaces. You've had coworkers that you like working with, coworkers that you trust. It's not because how skilled they are at the job they're doing. It's because you like being around them throughout the week. And it's not to say that nobody likes being around Trey Lance, but the work that Jimmy Garoppolo does Tuesday through Saturday, getting you in the right play on Sunday before he even throws the ball, there's a lot that goes into the value of what people see that are in the building, that are on the field with Jimmy Garoppolo, that goes beyond what we see with him post-snap, which is what we all break down, what we all talk about.
The moment he throws a few bad passes, they're going to look to Jimmy Garoppolo as long as he's on the roster.
Yeah.
The players.
Jimmy
and,
cannot
and be Kyle. Kyle, who wants everything done a very specific and very certain way, yes.
Yep.
The leash for Trey Lance will be short, or in his mind is like, well, he can go through this because I know once training camp comes, well, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be back. Instead of being like, you know what, Josh Allen had to go through this, and we're going to work around it. And you know what, Josh Allen in his second year, it wasn't great. It wasn't the most active, but you know what, they still went 10-6, still went to the playoffs.
In my mind, Jimmy can't be here for training camp, but he can be here in July, see what happens with other teams. If someone else gets hurt on another roster, Jimmy Garoppolo will be healthy at that point. If that's what a team's holdup is his shoulder surgery, well, that won't be an issue in July. So maybe that's when the 49ers can trade Jimmy Garoppolo, but I don't want a quarterback competition. This is Trey Lance's job. It should be. So at that point, you have to cut Jimmy Garoppolo, and then you have to, so that way you can roll over that $25 million, right? And into 2023 and pay a year of Nick Bosa's salary. right? There's some escalators. And I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is really holding up anything the Niners would do this year in free agency. That's not a big deal. I'm not too worried about OTAs because he's not going to be thrown. He's not going to be on the field competing with Trey Lance anyway. After he's healthy, before training camp starts, that month of July before the late July when training camp starts, that's the moment. If you can't trade Jimmy at that point, I think that's the moment you would cut him. We'll see what the 49ers do. I have a feeling they'll hold on to him for a while.
I think you're more right than I am.
Well, that's, I mean, that's...
Because I'm thinking more Trey Lance. Like, in my head, I'm thinking of Trey Lance.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a good relationship, though, right? Jimmy and Trey?
Yeah, they do, but it doesn't matter with, the rest of the team. When these players...
The trust the rest of the team has in Jimmy.
Right. And every question that they're asked is going to be about the quarterback situation. Every question, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk... Every question that they're asked, Kyle Shanahan.
Kittle already hates that question. Imagine imagine things starting up again, and that is still the question that they're being asked. That would start to drain the team too a little bit. So maybe I'm with you a little bit. You got to figure out a trade. And look, maybe it was Jimmy and Don Yee's fault. Maybe they turned down the only opportunity they had. Maybe it's John Lynch's fault. I have no idea what's going on.
Cut him and give him a fresh start.
It's weird. It was a weird NFL offseason already. 2022 is going to be nuts. And I bet you, Croc, we wake up on Tuesday morning.
He's trading.
Something else crazy is happening. We'll see what exactly that is, and we'll have it all covered for you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for making us your first listen. Check out Croc doing Locked On NFL Draft for your second listen. I'm doing the Peacock and Williamson NFL show, talking about the entire league daily. Croc and I back tomorrow right here. Locked On 49ers.